Nothing much is at stake with this referendum, and analysts say the outcome will most likely favour the current five-state system, which they say gives Khartoum greater control over the breakaway region. This referendum was supposed to take place after the Doha Agreement of 2011, a peace agreement signed between the Sudanese government and Liberation and Justice Movement rebels. Some of the provisions of the Doha Agreement included a permanent ceasefire, protection of human rights and freedom for civil society groups, and power sharing and administrative status of Darfur. Eric Reeves is a Sudan researcher and analyst at Smith College. He says there is absolutely nothing at stake here and that this is an entirely Khartoum-concocted political event. Furthermore, he says the international community's lack of action enables Sudan to go through with this referendum.
The regime believes, with good reason and much evidence, that it has been embraced by the international community sufficiently so that it needn't worry about sanctions or UN resolution. And it is in violation of some two dozen UN resolutions. The outreach by the UK is particularly distressing and sends a particularly ill-timed and unfortunate signal to the regime. But Serbia giving Omar al-Bashir its Medal of Honor, Poland reaching out, various European countries, including France, speaking about debt relief for a regime that has produced this colossal $48 billion in external debt. All of this is music to Khartoum's ears.
Heavy fighting has been taking place in the Jebel Mara region of Darfur since January. And according to experts, the government wants to say to the rest of the world, look, nothing's going on, everything's fine. The proof, we're having the long-awaited referendum. But the fighting is ongoing. The humanitarian situation has gotten worse over the past few months, according to Akshaya Kumar, the Deputy United Nations Director at Human Rights Watch.
There have been reports of gender-based and sexual violence, mass rapes. In fact, our researchers have been looking into crimes committed by the Rapid Support Forces, who are a new version of the Janjaweed militias that many of your listeners may be familiar with. And on top of all that, you have a dire humanitarian crisis, millions who still live in camps for the displaced, and people who are being newly displaced even now. So the situation is not much better and simply not the time to try to move forward and pretend like people in Darfur are still not experiencing abuses and crime.
She says this has been the government's modus operandi. They have, for years, prevented international organizations, NGOs and journalists to work in Darfur. Jérôme Toubiana is a Sudan specialist with a small arms survey. He says that it's about time the international community stopped turning a blind eye to what's happening in Darfur.
I think it's important to underline that the international community is rather ambiguous about that, especially now that the EU is like obsessed with preventing more refugees to come rather than So it is actually allying with the regime that has been creating the refugees in order to prevent them to come, just like keep them at home. Because nobody is underlining that. But you know, the EU process to deal with the refugee in this part of the world is called the Khartoum process, and it's basically an agreement with the government of Sudan to get money and take care of the problem at home. It's a bit like if you would give money to Bashar al-Assad to deal with the Syrian refugees.
The referendum is the last step to a peace process negotiated in Doha. Rebels have long requested more regional powers to end what they see as Khartoum's interference in land ownership conflicts, but nothing guarantees that this is about to change.